Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Race. We're back. We'll give you the lineup. Phils and the Nationals start of a four-game weekend series with Noah Syndergaard making his debut tonight as the starting pitcher. We'll give you that, but we have a pair of tickets for Sunday's game. It's Toyota Phillies Alumni Day. Schmitty, Steve Carlton, Pete Rose, many other teammates from the World Champion 1980 team. Tickets go to Phillies.com. So you know what we've done, Ike? We've put an 80s, not necessarily from this, but be played for the Phillies in the 80s, in the envelope. So you're gonna ask a yes or no question, 215-592-9494. We'll give you the answer, and then you give your guess. If you get it correct, you win the tickets. It's that simple. Let's do it. Dave in Millville. Dave, you lead us off. What's your question?
Is he an infielder?
He was not an infielder.
Okay. Bake McBride.
Oh, it's a very good guess. It's also incorrect. Sorry. And he's going all on right. He's going on the wall, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Jack?
Yes. Yep. Let's go. Ron Reed and Bake McBride.
Ron Reed and Bake McBride. Kevin in Northeast Maryland. Kevin, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, gents? Was this guy a pitcher?
He was not a pitcher.
Gary Lee Maddox.
Is it Gary Maddox? One of my favorites. Incorrect. Good guess. Bill in Nicholton. Bill, what's your question?
Was he in the outfield?
He was an outfielder.
Is it the Bull?
Is it the Bull, Greg Luzinski? No! Carl in Williamstown. So we've narrowed it down, Ike.
What do we got?
Carl in Williamstown. Well, we know it's an outfielder. Carl in Williamstown. Carl, what's your question?
Hey, did he play left field?
He did play left field.
Lonnie Smith.
Was it Lonnie Smith, Jack Fritz?
Ah!
It's Lonnie Smith!
Good job, Carl. Wow.
Excellent guess. That was quick. That wasn't an easy one.
Going to the baseball game Sunday, baby.
Hang on a second, Carl. Congratulations. And if people want to hang on the talk, we can take some phone calls coming up next. But yes, Lonnie Smith, Mike.
Was he on the 80s team?
He was.
Will he be there Sunday? He's still alive?
You know what? Yeah, he's still alive. I haven't. 66.
Okay, you got to ask.
No, you're right. I don't remember him coming back even one time.
Oh, really?
Since he stopped playing. A lot of people may first remember him. He was a Brave. All those good Braves teams.
That's where I remember him from, the Braves.
Yeah, so he got traded. He got traded after the 81 season to the Cardinals. Lonnie Smith was my favorite Philly. Not even close. 1980, his first, I guess his rookie season, he batted .339. Now, Lonnie wasn't a big guy, 5'9", maybe like a .160, .165. He was a hell of a hitter. Mm-hmm. Hit .339 in 1980, hit .324 in 1981. He went on, he was a .300 hitter a lot of those seasons early in his career, even when he went to St. Louis. But, so they traded him. But Lonnie Smith was an important part of that 80 team. I would love to see him back in town. But, yeah, Lonnie, he went on, played for the Cardinals, went to the Royals, went to Atlanta, was a starter for that Atlanta team for a number of seasons, and then finished it up in Baltimore, which I don't remember. But, yeah, he had a 17-year career, Lonnie Smith.
There 17 years.
Yeah, man. Congratulations. Get tickets to the big game. I'm excited for this weekend. There's a Hall of Fame game tonight, Ike.
Yeah, damn right it is.
So I'll be going back and forth once that game starts. I don't think there's going to be a Trevor Lawrence or anybody's playing tonight, but it's still football.
Oh, yeah, I don't care who's playing tonight. I'll be locked in. That gets the until it just becomes boring.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You'll get at least through most of the first half.
I don't even know what time the game starts. Is it an 8 o'clock game? It's an 8 o'clock game? Okay. Yeah. So that's even better. I get to see an hour of the Phillies before I have to watch that game. But, yeah, I'm already in. First football game of the season.
Now, are you doing any? Are you doing any parlays with the football game and the Phillies? Do you do anything like that? Or you do mostly in game.
Yeah, I did. I did do a parlay there.
You did?
Surprised you asked about that. Yeah.
So, who do you like in the game tonight?
I like the Raiders tonight, -2.5.
Right, Raiders -2.5. It's now a 30.5, but I'm told that the over-under was lighter earlier in the day.
It was lighter earlier in the day. So, you know, you don't get a lot of points in the preseason, but, you know, 30 points isn't much. You can get 17 to 13 is 30.
Yeah, you could almost by accident.
Yeah, that's not a lot of points, yeah.
Mm. Who you like tonight, Jack? Are you in on the Jags and Doug?
Let's go, Phils. I don't plan on watching a sec. I hate the Hall of Fame game. I know it's football. Just the Hall of Fame
game. I'll be in on it.
I know. But,
why do you hate it?
Because everyone gets so excited about it, and then every preseason it's like they play maybe a snap, and then it's over.
Yeah, but you don't realize it's football being played. That's all we care about.
Yeah. It signifies the start of the preseason.
Yes.
That's all it is, Jack.
Yes. Yeah, anybody taking preseason games serious. Yeah. Yes, it's preseason football, brother. It's football. It's back.
Phils are -227 now. So that means to win $100, you'd have to put up $227 to win $100. Phils tonight, Noah Syndergaard makes his debut. You have a lot of the new guys in there tonight. So here's your starting lineup: Schwarber, Hoskins, Bohm, Realmuto, Castellanos, Hall in the sixth hole, Segura back. He's batting seventh. Stott and Marsh. Brandon Marsh makes his debut. He bats ninth, playing center field, and Noah Syndergaard is on the mound tonight. So, going to be excited for it. Let's go to Max. Max in Cherry Hill. Hi, Max. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's going on, Max?
What's up, Max?
All right. So, what do we think about Noah Syndergaard? What can we expect from him tonight?
I mean, I'm hoping there's a little bit of just a natural giddy up from him being traded to the NL East and going from a team that has no chance to a team that's very much in playoff contention and in the driver's seat. So, I mean, but as far as Syndergaard and what he's going to get you, he doesn't go deep in the games, at least with pitches. So, and we had Dave Dombrowski on earlier, and he had said that he's hoping that he can get 5 or 6 innings out of some of these pitchers. And then you go to the bullpen. So I would say 6 innings of quality baseball and, you know, gives you some animation on the mound, and we're talking about it tomorrow.
So, like, 2 runs allowed, under 2 runs, over?
Oh, man, it's just sure.
Are you placing a bet? You taking the under tonight? All right, that was a serious question, yeah.
What did you say, Max?
Is Sir Anthony available tonight?
I would
Max is trying to get his betting tips going.
Yeah, I would think, Jack, he hasn't pitched multiple days in a row, has he?
No, he pitched yesterday. He definitely didn't pitch the bullpen game. So
definitely didn't pitch that game.
No.
He should be good.
Yeah,
Max sounded like he's like, all right, I need some insight.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like he was doing. He was getting insight to place a bet.
Just take the run line.
We don't know what that is.
Phillies -2.5.
Run line, very simply. They have to win by 2 or more. It's rather than easier odds than the money line, which is -200. Like the money line is, again, just to win. So the run line, it's -120 right now, and they have to win by more than 1.
Right. The difference is, you're losing $200+ just to try to win 100. That's why it's difficult, and that's why it's hard betting baseball is when you bet the heavy favorite. If they lose, then it takes a couple of wins just to make up for what you just lost. It's not like
is what one member of this show is currently going through.
Is that what you're going through right now? How's it going?
One member of the show. Not me.
I know it's not me. Let's see the process of elimination. Is Moniak with the big club? Jack, is he?
Yeah, he started in center field the last 2 days.
So he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how did he do?
He was 0-for-2 last night.
Okay.
And then they pulled him. I haven't checked on his numbers today.
Oh, they had a day game today?
Yeah.
No. All right. Because I saw that he was starting, but I didn't check it on the box score. Let's go to Sam. Sam and King of Prussia. Sammy!
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Sam?
Well, I got some bad news.
Yeah.
So, with Devontae Smith kind of tweaking his groin, I thought they were at 7 games today. But then after hearing Scott, you know, rallying speech about how they have to beat Detroit and everybody has to be super serious, you know, even though it's like the 5th day of camp, I got to go with 2 wins for the rest of the year.
2 wins.
Yeah.
Now you're down to 2.
I am. He put me in such a bad place, man. We got to worry about the Lions. Now I'm afraid of the Lions. I'm a golf fearer. I don't even know what to do now.
Minnesota, they're going to get a huge bump with the new head coach, right?
Yeah.
Minnesota could be a loss.
I'm worried. And then I got a question for Ike because I didn't realize we were doing betting advice tonight. How many sacks do you think the Jags will have tonight?
How many sacks will the Jags have tonight? I have no idea.
That's a stupid question.
Yeah.
It is not a stupid question.
So, what's the payoff?
That's a stupid question.
The payoff, I think it's like +1200 if they get like four or more.
Four or more?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do they have anybody that sacks people?
Do they have anybody that's going to play?
Well, yeah, you know what? Their rookie. Is their rookie going to play tonight? They took the kid from Georgia first overall.
No, that's
defensive end, yeah. So
because of that, I'm going to put my life savings on it, buddy.
That's a great idea.
All right, Sam.
Guys, have a good night, okay?
All right, brother. Yes, sir. Yeah. I can't get into personnel now with these damn games.
Four and a half sacks seems like a reach.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
We were looking earlier at the personnel that's probably going to be playing tonight. Not a lot of great quarterback play expected among the backups for the Raiders or the Jags.
But a lot of former Eagle greats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who we got?
Nick Mullins.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, actually, C.J. Beathard.
C.J. Beathard.
But the Eagles torched him. I remember the –
Yeah, is that the Broncos or the 49ers?
49ers.
So is that when they brought in Mullins because Beathard was so bad, or was it the other way around?
Yeah, so there was one game that Beathard, they just torched him here, I think.
That was a Super Bowl year,
that was
right?
A Jalen Mills pick six.
Yes.
And then I think it was – actually, Beathard torched him at the Hurts package game.
In the fourth quarter.
The Hurts package.
That's the only reason I know.
Right?
I'm sure they talk about it down in the Novacarezda, the Hurts package.
That was the Hurts package game.
I think Nick Mullins started, and people were, like, afraid of him. And then Beathard, he came in.
And Mullins was bad.
Yeah, no, Beathard came in late fourth and quarter. Almost, yeah, brought him back. Yeah, I forgot about that game. Yep.
There you go. That's who's going to be playing tonight, among others. All right, we'll get to the text. Let's get one more before we get to the text line. Teeks is calling from Gradyville. Hi, Teeks.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What up, Teeks?
Well, you know, I was listening to the talk of Canton, Ohio in the Hall of Fame game. And I grew up there in the actually 60s and 70s. And that was that Hall of Fame game in the 70s, especially when I was high school age. It would attract 300,000 people. And it would be 3 miles of just trash and people passed out. And it changed a lot. I mean, it did so much damage to the town that they shut it down. It was kind of like one of those, you know, 70s type of festivals. And it was a really interesting experience.
So the Hall of Fame game in the 70s turned out to – it was just some wild party in Canton.
It was probably the party in Ohio during the year.
Fascinating. Dick Vermeil, of course, getting in the Hall of Fame this weekend. I know Howard Eskin was traveling out this afternoon because he's going to be there for the festivities, so – it's kicked off with the game tonight, and I don't know if there'll be wild partying. Jack, did you go out there in college?
That sounds like I can't think of a bigger party town than in Canton, Ohio.
Pass out on the side of the road.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds about right. That sounds like Howard this weekend.
Yeah,
is he gonna get? He's probably still gonna get walking in though, right?
No,
you can't miss him walking.
Howard was talking about like the Dick Vermeil's having like a party or something after the after his induction. So, you know, Howard will be he'll be out there talking to people and, you know, seeing people out there at the parties. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the text line sponsored by Bell Beverage. Football season has arrived. Stock up on craft, domestic, and special release beers for Philly's best selection. Bell Beverage. Check them out online. BellBeverage.com. Text line. Text line.
Happy Thursday. Jonathan Gannon from the NovaCare Complex.
Happy Monday.
Are we going to use that on Mondays after losses?
Yeah,
or?
Only losses, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's victory Fitch after better. Wins and...
Happy Monday.
Yep.
After losses. All right, what's next?
Told you this defense was going to be elite. There's a reason why I cover this team and you don't. Elliot in South Philly.
He's very, that's right, because the tweet today, he said that the part of the reason why the offense may not be doing well is he referenced possibly a top five defense in the NFL this year.
I'm actually disappointed in Elliott. You know, I need him to say top five. I don't need a question mark after it.
Right. the parentheses.
Yeah. Stick your chest out.
Yeah, stick your chest out.
Yeah, one time.
Stick your chest out, yeah. Yeah.
He actually told me privately the other day that the Gannon take is the one that he needs to be right the most on. Like, it's the one he's power ranking the Elliott takes heading into the season. Gannon is number one.
It's that?
What was his Gannon take?
Well, just that
he's this great defensive coordinator. Oh, okay. He's going to be a great head coach.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he also weirdly was overdid it with Jim Schwartz too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he
wants to be a defensive guy. Is that what this is?
And then I think he pushes back on the notion that you need to blitz all the time and smash mouth football. You know?
Yeah.
No, but he was high on Schwartz. He called the defensive line elite. He's like, oh, they have an elite defensive line, and they came out last year and had very little production.
Mm-hmm.
They had an elite running game last year.
Yeah, listen, I try to school the young fella and
I know.
And tell him that the eye test is always the most important test. Now, I understand going to your numbers, but you go to your numbers a little bit too much when really if you use the eye test a little bit more, you'd be a little more accurate.
He never really does. When he talks about last year, he never talks about the quarterbacks they played.
Yeah. Yeah, he refuses to.
Yeah, for good reason, too.
They made the playoffs, their top 10 defense, yes, points allowed, yada, yada, yada.
Yes, he refuses.
Elliott is an idiot.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Hope you guys catch our new idea, cage matches with callers. Angelo in Chestnut Hill.
Angelo Castaldi.
Cage matches with callers?
Yeah. Mad Mike. Well, first of all, Mad Mike should not accept.
Yes.
Would you agree with that, Ike?
He should not accept it?
Not if he did the same thing 2 years ago on our show.
Well... Listen, he's trying to
brand.
He's enhance
trying
to his brand too. He's trying to enhance his brand.
I mean, how excited do you think Andy is? I mean, that Andy's.
You know, Andy's pumped up about this.
No, yes. Well, Andy's walking in here trying to get a job. That's right. That's the difference.
Andy's been calling the morning show for a long time. So whatever he wants to do. Yeah, I got a great idea. How about right before the Super Bowl?
Yes.
We do a winging contest to see how many the person that can eat the most wings. In 5 minutes, we'll do a period of time.
It's a pretty good idea.
What,
Ike? What do you think?
But what do you think about what do you think about every Friday?
Every Friday we do a wing.
Every Friday
wing eating contest.
No, 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 no. A winner of the week.
Oh,
and then a weasel.
Weasel of the week.
What do you think of that?
You guys are pushing this.
Well, it started out as just a weasel before he had to bring in the winner because it was too negative just having a weasel of the week. And that's when I was in on the weasel. When they had to bring in the winner, I have no interest in the winner of the week. I listen for the weasel of the week.
Maybe we can play get rid of that guy.
Now you went too far. Now you
don't
get rid
of that guy.
Now you've gone too far.
Did we really do that first show?
Now you've gone too far.
Was that our show? That was pre-pandemic, too. We thought it was a good idea to have it.
It was.
It was a good idea.
At the time.
It was fun. And then we go in the pandemic mode, and it's like.
We got rid of everybody.
Yeah, there's nothing to bitch about because yes. We could bitch about the world.
Yep.
All right. What's next?
Great interview with Dombo Johnny Marks, but I'm not letting you off that easy. Dave said he played defensive end, and I still have yet to hear a single human being state that they played defensive guard. Never. Mark in Monco.
So who would be on the line then? If it's a five-man line, then what's the line? We did have somebody say defensive guard.
No, we've never had that.
No?
I don't think so.
I think we need to bring in Teeks on this. Tom Kelly's from the same area.
Oh, yeah, it might have been Upper Moreland defense.
Yeah, the style of defense you guys ran.
The head coach of our middle school football team used to wear Chuck Taylors around.
That's a bad sign right there.
Right. We didn't even score a touchdown the whole season.
The football coach is wearing basketball shoes around? Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yes, and he had the flat top haircut. Mr. Murphy, who was a fine gentleman, but he was an old school gym teacher. He taught my father, in fact.
Oh, the gray sweatpants and everything.
Yeah, never seen him in anything but Chuck Taylors and gray sweatpants.
Oh, man.
And he used to do the calisthenics to warm up, and it'd be like, one, two, three, four,
exactly
two, two, three, four.
Yep, had that gym teacher, too.
And then he'd be like, all right, gym's over. Let's hit the showers.
Oh, no.
And we're like, why? I just played kickball. Why am I taking
why
a
am
shower?
Why am I hitting the shower?
Hardest wood I'd ever touched.
Oh, no, but see, like.
Out. I want out. I want out now. Out.
Did you have gym teachers that wanted that after gym wanted people to take showers? Because that was an old school thing. And then,
I don't know. I just know I wasn't taking showers at school.
Yeah, no.
You know who's probably big into that? Herb in Northeast Philly.
Herb definitely hit the showers. Herb went down to the game tonight, too. We missed his phone call.
I know. He only hold for 5 minutes. Oh. Prima donna.
All right. Yeah, but see, this next time Herb calls in, I have a lot of questions for him about this relationship he's got going on. So he might have sports points. I want none of it.
Got to dig deeper into this.
I want to know more information about his
sister.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how he explained it.
Yeah. Now, see, if Herb wasn't showing up to Chickies to show you pictures of this love interest or whatever, then I wouldn't even bother. But the fact that he's showing off the pictures, it gets open for questioning.
Yep.
And he's not going to want to answer. He's going to try to ignore me, but he's not
getting
away with
it.
Think so? Yes.
I think he kind of wants to let it out. What's going on?
No, but I want to know exactly how this arrangement is working. Well, yeah, exactly. How is the arrangement working? The
arrangement.
Yes. Any more, Jack?
Just listen to Dombrowski. Is that how I was supposed to talk? Andy in Baltimore.
If we don't, we don't.
Yeah, Andy, it was. That's how real baseball GM sounds. Hell, even I got smarter listening to Dombrowski talk. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, I felt like I'm just sitting there listening to wisdom. Yeah.
Been there, done that, had success everywhere he's went, doesn't care, like straight shooter.
Straight shooter.
We know the left fielder is below average defensively, like not trying to sugarcoat everything, be like, oh, no, they're great in left field. Like, no, he understands what his team is.
Yep.
He knows all these great acquisitions. He knows it. It blows up in his face if these guys don't play.
Yep.
We don't care about that in October if they can't play. Love Dave Dombrowski. And I have a member of the Golden Bears 8th grade football team that confirmed Mr. Murphy and the defensive tackle.
Bull.
And he also used to try to run a reverse kickoff on every kickoff, too.
No, you got a lot of those coaches. Don't get them this time.
And the first play of every half would be like a Philly type play. But he did it in every game, and it never worked.
Sounds predictable.
It was very predictable. We were terrible. All right, what's next?
Who's the better made-up family, the Dukes or the Kardashians? Tom from Abington.
So that's the family name, Jack?
Yeah, has to be.
The Dukes?
The Dukes.
Yeah. Huh?
I like it.
Oh, yeah, because we got Aunt Monica.
Aunt Monica, Uncle Paul.
I say aunt, you say aunt.
I know.
I know. I'm with you there. Yeah, it's. And I honestly go back and forth with the aunt and aunt.
So because my
auntie.
My wife says auntie.
Yeah.
And then I've always been aunt.
Aunt. Yeah.
Aunt.
Yeah.
Jack, what do you say, aunt or aunt?
You know what's weird? When I don't see it written down, I say aunt, and then when I see it written down, I say aunt.
Aunt. Yeah.
But I've been an aunt guy my whole life.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's
is that a Philly thing or is it a whole country deal?
I think it's a whole country thing. And you know, often it depends on the actual name. So aunt doesn't necessarily sound good next to every name.
You're right.
Aunt just sounds more natural next to
some
names.
And auntie, you never say auntie.
Right.
You say never auntie.
Say auntie, yes.
So if that's something
but Annie Ann's.
Yeah. Yeah. But. To John's point, I never say auntie.
I've never heard someone other than Annie Ann's.
Right.
if your family uses auntie, which my wife's family uses auntie, then that's what, you know, you're probably going to say aunt.
Yep. I've used auntie a lot. Auntie and aunt. Yep.
Well, there you have it.
But it is the older aunt that comes in there, too. It's like aunt such and such. Aunt Mary. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, you're right. It is. It's the older. It's almost like the great aunt.
Yes.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Gilio, take off again?
No, he's here.
He's here?
And he's in shorts, which is disappointing.
He's in shorts?
Yeah, I mean,
it's 150 degrees outside.
It's a professional work environment. I'm disregarding Ike wearing shorts, different category.
It's true.
No, but Ike looks better than us wearing shorts. He looks better than I've ever looked when he's wearing shorts. Very professional.
And my legs are naturally tanned. So you don't have to worry about them being
and,
right.
And your sock,
pale.
Your sock game. Yeah, you don't want me wearing
shorts. Sock game is always on point, right?
Yeah.
It's always in the comments. People mentioning the sock game. I think some guy came up to you at camp the other day and was mentioning your legs, which was an interesting one.
Well, you, Mr. Cavs.
Well, I thought, first I looked at him, I was like, respect, you know?
Coming up next.
Calf guy to calf guy.
Coming up next, Joe Giglio leading off Phils and Nats. We will talk to you tomorrow. Everybody have a good night.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.